grew up in the 90s, and although time has gone by, as kids, as children, we love some of these snacks, talking about Lunchables, cheese balls, and Ruffles, and many of them have one thing in common, which is they're incredibly high in sodium, they possibly cause heart problems, and we will possibly live less as a result of these tasty snacks. And whether you live in through the 90s, the early 2000s, we figured that we love these things so much, we got to dedicate an entire podcast episode about our favorite childhood snacks. So we have Keith Poschick from London, Ontario. We have Ryan McNulty from, Boston, Massachusetts. From? I forgot where you were from for a second. Too much sodium, man. And then there's me. There's this guy, Juan Velez from San Juan, Puerto Rico. You can enjoy a brand new episode of A Cast of the Past every single Sunday. And if you're on a low-carb diet like I am right now as of the recording of this episode, then maybe just pause the episode, finish that diet, and then come back. Keith, what are you hiding? I see
and
you
then do
hiding
like
something.
Me and bring some of my favorite childhood snacks.
Are you kidding
Let me?
Me?
Go...
Both
Maybe
of you
not
love that.
The part with the nutrition facts on it. I brought some Gushers.
This is
so
awkward.
I'm
going to
eat me some good old Betty Crocker Gosh. Which time did you get the variety pack?
Was
did
this
you
planned? Get the variety? Be real. Was this planned?
I got... No. But it is something... The thing is, I knew we were doing this snack episode. I already had this in my
you
cabinet before we even
pack.
Knew we were doing this. I do have the variety pack, but yours looks slightly different.
Yeah, I've got Gushin' Grape and other tropical flavors. I love me my Gushin' Grape.
The standard
strawberry splash.
So we're just talking about Gushers in this episode is what you guys are telling me.
Unfortunately, because I went looking for my favorite snack ever, but apparently, at least in Canada, they don't make it anymore. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. Kind of pissed about it. It was so good. Have you guys ever had a thing called So Delicious growing up?
No.
It was like... it was based on like pop. So there was like little root beer ones, like cream soda, orange crush, and like the root beer ones would be in the shape of little root beer
these,
mugs.
Like, fruit
and it
snacks?
Was yeah, they were fruit snacks as like pop flavors, and then they would all be in like it would be like a little orange bottle that was just covered in giant sugar, and they were the best ever. And now they don't make them anymore, and it's a travesty.
Because I remember there was the candies that was like
Gushers.
It was like the little plastic. They were like little soda bottle things that they were like plastic, and you would like drink the sugar liquid or something. And then I also remember that there were gummies that were shaped like, you know, a root beer bottle or something, and they were root beer flavored.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking because I have never seen this, so I looked up So Delicious, and they look like those licorice snacks or something like that, but. I never saw
them.
They're
like little fruit snacks. They have the same consistency as like a Gusher or kind of like that, but it's just all sugar and root beer and so good.
One of the reasons I really wanted to do this episode is the fact that we live in Boston, which I remember now, London, Ontario, and then here in Puerto Rico is how different was our childhood or similar? Because not only did I never try the So Delicious, I mean, I never saw them before. So if you hadn't talked about that, thanks to Google, I know no... about that, and plus apparently there's a ton of coffee shops named that. So Ryan, is there anything in particular aside from Gushers that you gush about from childhood snacks? See what I did there?
That was clever. That was clever. So as a kid, my mom was very weird about what she would buy for me, like especially cereal. She was like vehemently against me getting sugar cereals. But she still would buy me other stuff, but she mainly stayed away from buying me a lot of sugar-based stuff. So a lot of these things like Gushers and Fruit by the Foot, it was like, oh, either I traded with a kid at lunch or when I was at a friend's house, I got to enjoy these. But one snack that's absolutely my favorite, and I still eat it a ton to this day, is Cheez-Its. I love me some Cheez-Its. They were my favorite snack as a kid, and they're still my favorite snack.
I don't
and
like
I
them.
Just... Absolutely. You don't like them?
Nope.
How do you not like them?
Put it this way, dude. For extreme consequences, after Hurricane Maria here in Puerto Rico, the government actually handed out like these care packages.
Yeah.
And I was very excited. I open them up. I see Cheez-Its. Never ate them. I'm like, dude, I don't even care. that we had a hurricane.
What a dark burden that Cheez-Its have on them now in Puerto Rico. Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. But you can't talk about Cheez-Its in Puerto Rico because everybody had like 20 packs of them post-Maria.
I'm pretty sure sent you some, so I didn't realize you guys already got a billion of them. But I love Cheez-Its, and mostly original, I think, is the best, but Pepper Jack is also good, too. But growing up, Cheez-Its and also Goldfish, you know, like the cheddar goldfish.
I love fishes because they're so delicious.
Pizza goldfish tastes nothing like pizza, but it's still a delicious flavor.
Agreed.
For me, my favorite snacks, you guys seem to have a trend of you like some of the salty, some of the sweets. For me, I've always been about sweets. Two things in particular that I love is the Oreo cream pies. It's kind of like a whoopie pie. Usually we have those, right, with the chocolate and then the marshmallow filling. But the oatmeal cream pies.
Is it like Debbie or something?
Yeah, Little Debbie's. Oh my goodness, man. You warmed that up. Okay, it's not just about eating. It's an entire experience because you put that thing in the microwave for just a couple of seconds and you have just a beautiful time right there. And it's just wonderful. And then the other thing, and I did this recently where, you know, as a kid, you don't think about calories. You don't think about carbs, right? So I love me the, I think it's also Little Debbie. So apparently Little Debbie and me got along pretty well. But the pecan rolls, like the swirly ones. Keith, stop looking at me like that. But the swirly ones, I would eat a pack. It was like an 8-pack, right? And that definitely did not give me an 8-pack. But I love eating them so much. Little did I know I would grow to become allergic to pecans, which thinking about that, maybe that explains a lot about me. But
yeah, I do remember those Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies, and they used to have them at my lunch in high school. And I just remember, like, I'd be like, oh, I don't feel like getting whatever, like, the cooked lunch is there, so I would be a piece of crap and eat, like, Pop-Tarts and stuff, but every once in a while, I would get those, and I feel like by the end of that, like, most of the time, I feel like I couldn't even finish it, because it was too much, and, like, by the time I got to the end of it, even as, like, a kid where you have, like, an iron stomach, I was like, oh, I can't eat this anymore, like, it's too much.
I don't know if we had Little Debbie's here. Because that name doesn't ring a bell. We had like zebra cakes and like Twinkies that kind of stuff.
That was another one that was my
jam.
Yeah,
but zebra cakes, I think that's Little Debbie brand. Little Debbie
Hostess?
Is the brand.
Is zebra cakes
Oh, okay.
Let me actually look this up. The power of the internet. Zebra cakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always get confused like Hostess because everyone knows those like cupcakes.
Okay.
The chocolate cupcakes with the white swirl and the
Ding
cream
dongs.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Those are classic.
Now that you say that, I'm just going to throw something out there. Want some reactions. Twinkies.
Overrated.
See, I think they're really, really delicious, but I never got them often. I've probably had like 10 Twinkies in my entire life. So it's just like every maybe 6 years, I'll have like one Twinkie. And it's actually been a very long time since I've had one. And at one point, it was even like discontinued and they brought them back.
I will say, even though I think Twinkies are overrated, they got a bad rap. Like, Twinkies don't deserve the disrespect that society has given them.
Yeah, but everybody talks so great about them, and I guess maybe I hadn't eaten them since I was a little kid, right? But the whole thing about them being discontinued, when they brought them back, I bought one, and my first thought was, like, this is surprisingly dry for a moist, like, cake with creamy filling. I was really disappointed, but I feel like we cannot do a snacks episode if I don't bring this up. Lunchables, whether it be the pizza kind, whether it be the one with the ham,
the
highly, highly, incredibly highly processed ham. What did you guys think about Lunchables? And then bonus, did you have a preferred option?
Lunchables were my favorite thing between like the ages of 8 and 12. The pizza one specifically was so good. Like I had a system where exactly how much sauce I'd put on, how much cheese. Everyone would get like two little pieces of pepperoni. Lunchables were my jam because when I was young, I preferred more sweet stuff like the Sodalicious, like the Gushers, like the fruit roll-ups, fruit by the foot. But as I got older, I kind of leaned more towards savory stuff. And that was more your chips, your Lunchables. Because really, Lunchables are a salt product more than anything else. And Ritz crackers were my favorite thing for a very long time. Like, I would take a cheddar Ritz cracker over a Cheez-It any day.
Blasphemy.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, Lunchables, I always remember that being like, if you were the kid at lunch with Lunchables, like, everyone was jealous. But
fight for your lunch.
Yeah, I enjoyed the pizza one, although, I don't know, you're supposed to like heat it up, but you have it at lunch and it's
never
like, the cold sauce. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever heated up a pizza Lunchable. Yeah. You just eat that cold.
I need to pause this conversation and I need to ask something just to see if I can make sense of this. Cold pizza, yay or nay? Cold pizza, actual real pizza, cold.
If it's actually been cooked, then it's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yay the next day. Like, I would never, like, I wouldn't be a monster and, like, go buy a pizza and then immediately put it in the fridge.
Who does that?
If I have, yeah, that's the point I'm getting at. But if, like, if I have a 3 or 4 pieces left over, I won't reheat them. I'll just eat them cold because I think they're better that way the next day.
I generally reheat, but if it's like, oh, I ordered a pizza at noon and it's like 4, like, I'll be like, the pizza's still out. You're like, all right, I'm going to have a slice. But if it's been in the fridge, I'm going to reheat it.
Keith, remember the Florida trip? You know what I'm talking about, man.
Oh, how I ate like 45 pieces of pizza. What's the name of that pizza buffet place?
But the best
CC's?
Thing.
Is it CC's?
CC's. That's
no,
it.
No, no, no. I'm talking about the previous trip, man. I'm talking about the previous one. You know what I'm talking about now.
Where the person was asking me what toppings I want on the pizza, and I responded with yes.
Yeah,
and then just put everything on it.
And not just that, Ryan, we had a pizza. We were first in Orlando, right? But then we wanted to go to Miami.
Sure.
Or, and it was the other way, right? Yeah, Miami and then Orlando.
I don't remember.
It was Miami, then Orlando. Keith was so adamant about eating the entire pizza, he took it with us to Orlando. We did eat it. It was in the car the entire time. And we brought it back to Miami and finished eating it in the span of like 2 days.
Hashtag there was no slice left behind.
Yeah. There was probably insane. So much bacteria on that pizza yes. from sitting out. I'm surprised you guys are still
I'm
healthy
surprised I'm
point.
Not dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I did have one more thing to say about Lunchables.
Go for
and
it.
That is
okay.
The absolute worst Lunchables, and maybe the reason why I hate salsa are those nacho like Lunchables. The nacho
I've never
chips
had that one
with the oh my god with the nacho cheese and the salsa. I never got them myself, but anytime I was sitting next to someone who ate them, like I was like ready to gag at the smell of it. Like,
have you ever had like stale bar nachos that have like the cheese that come out of a pump? Like, how would you compare it to them? Because I've had those before.
I mean, the cheese, you know, Lunchables cheese. How much better do you think like liquid
no, no, no.
nacho
Lunchables
cheese is going
to be? Cheese.
Yeah, quotes. Cheese.
Product.
Whatever it is. But I think to this day, that's why I'm like iffy on salsa, because that smell will never like leave my brain.
What about something like Pringles with the old fashioned, once you pop, the fun don't stop?
Once I pop, I cannot stop at all. I love Pringles to death, especially pizza flavored Pringles. God, they're so good.
I'm always a fan of the barbecue and the sour cream and onion, although Pringles are not technically chips. They are crisps because
that's
like,
true.
They may not have enough like potato in them or something to be chips.
Is it wrong for us as kids to want things with actual really good ingredients? Because it seems like our favorite things growing up is really artificial, high sodium, high sugar. I mean, the Gushers. I don't know how much sugar that has, but it's just fascinating, right? How it's just so normal. And I love
it,
how both of you
pack
are looking
has
at
12
the boxes.
Grams of sugar. Gushers are surprisingly reasonable. It's only 90 calories for one pack. And yeah, like I said, 12
but it's
sugars.
40 That's, milligrams of sodium for one pouch.
Yeah, 45
of Gushers,
on
good
this
Lord.
One. Yeah, it's a little much on the sodium side. But honestly, the fact that one pack of those is like significantly less than like a can of Coke or anything. So you're way worse off with soda.
Okay. So, Ryan, one thing we suppressedly didn't talk about, and don't answer, I want the general answer first. Did you guys have a preferred cereal? Don't say which. I'm just asking. Do you have a preferred cereal Ryan, you're saying yes?
Yes.
Keith?
Yes.
Okay, so 3, 2, 1, reveal, okay? I want to see if we happen to have the same answer. So 3, 2, 1, cookie cutter.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay, so very different answer. So Ryan, you said?
Cocoa Puffs.
Keith, you said?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I said Cookie Crisp. Now, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Did you know that I did not have those up until like 2 years ago? And my first reaction was, why have I lived my entire life without eating those? My God, they're amazing.
I have never eaten Cookie Crisp because I don't think they make it here.
Okay, wow. Pain. Dude, no.
Pain.
No.
Just pain.
Sorry, pain. Pain. I love them
we
so
get healthcare,
much.
But we don't get Cookie Crisp. I'm sorry. It's a trade-off
yeah,
that'll happily
trade off.
Maybe you get healthcare because you don't get Cookie Crisps.
Maybe.
Think about that. So, Ryan, what do you think about cookies in general? Do you have a preferred cookie? Talking about your Chips Ahoy, Oreos, soft or crunchy? Because we can talk about that.
Oreos 100%. Oreos 100%. Like, the... Especially after learning, although I did love the chewy, like Chips Ahoy and stuff, Oreos, I think, just, man, like, I'm not a double stuffed guy, which I know a lot of people are like, that's blasphemy. But for Oreos, to me, the best part is that chocolate cookie. It's just phenomenal. But the frosting complements it well, but not too much frosting. Another notable cookie is Girl Scout cookie Thin Mints.
Mm. I'm a Samoa man myself.
Unreal.
It's a classic.
Keith, any preferences
there? I thought you were from Puerto Rico.
I've never really been a big cookie guy. I'm in a bit of a cookie renaissance in my life, where now my girlfriend and I have a lot of tea, and we'll have cookies with tea, but I've never really liked Oreos all that much. I never really got into all the different flavors. I do like the vanilla Oreos, like the yellow ones, but the best cookie, in my opinion, are those Dad's oatmeal chocolate chip cookies. Those are to die for.
Right, I know which ones you're talking about. And for me, I'm more of a chewy cookie myself kind of guy. I like a really big chocolate chunk. I want those huge chunks. I want there to be more chunks of chocolate.
Is it like Pepperidge Farm that makes those?
Yes.
Yeah, in the little, like, it comes in like a bag, like Goldfish almost.
The tall vertical bag, yeah.
Now, what about a home-baked cookie? If you were to pick, like, if someone was going to bake you a cookie, what would be your cookie?
I already have my answer. I don't know about you guys.
Honestly? I would probably just want like some of those kind of cheap tasting Pillsbury cookies that come in like a tube.
The homemade cookie, you're going cheap tasting.
That's not how this works. You can get those already at the store.
That's not how this works.
Know,
that's not how
like,
any of this works.
But I, there's part of me that kind of prefers that, honestly, just that taste of it, especially like having the cookie dough. Like I would take that over like
Keith
a home bake any day.
Keith just wants edible rubber.
Pretty much.
Ladies, Keith is taken already, but I'm just saying, he's a pretty cheap date. Just buy, go to Costco.
I am.
Costco has like one of these huge, massive cookie dough tubs. Just buy one of those. But for me, macadamia nut all the way.
See, for me it's chocolate cookie, white chocolate chips.
That's a good combo.
That's my
that's
favorite
pretty good.
Cookie
guys, this is so a problem good. I'm legitimately on a low carb diet right now.
Yeah,
and I'm just
bad timing.
Oh my God. Okay, so let's close this off with a bit of a game, because I know it's impossible to talk about each and every childhood snack. So for everybody watching and listening, acastofthepast@gmail.com. If you'd like us to have an extended conversation about this, or just send us a tweet at Cast of the Past, comment on the YouTube, youtube.com/acastofthepast. But I have a list of a variety, not all of them. Some of them we've already talked about, some of them we have not. And I'm just going to say the name, and the three of us are going to respond with either yay, boo, because I think yay, nay, if everybody says it, it's going to sound similar. So yay,
agreed.
Boo, or never tried it. You guys ready?
All right.
Are we
gonna
like
all
say it at the same time? Or
yeah, we should have an order.
Yeah. So let's do Ryan, Keith, Juan. So that way everybody hears. Ryan, Keith, Juan. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Planters cheese balls, the big puffy balls.
Yay!
Yay!
Yeah! Yay! Sixlets.
Never tried it.
Never tried it.
Those are the little chocolate candies because, like, they are overly sugary. And they would usually, we bought them here in Puerto Rico sometimes. And for me, I got to say, yay as a kid, boo now. I tried them recently. They're pretty bad. Corn nuts.
I would say nay.
Yeah, nay.
Yay for the barbecue ones. Chips Ahoy.
Meh.
Regular Chips Ahoy. Classic.
Yay.
Yay. More yay for Rainbow, though.
Yay for the Chewy. I'd say boo for the original. Yeah. Combos.
I give a meh yay to it. Like, I'll eat them, but I'm not crazy about them. I eat too many snacks, man. I feel like I'm not going to say boo to any of these.
Never tried them.
Yay. Especially the pizza ones. This one. We're going down to the freezer. We're pulling out one of these Choco Tacos.
I've never tried it, actually.
Yeah, I've never tried it either.
Guys, if I have a personal request for the podcast, because they still make these, you go to a supermarket.
Yeah, I can get them at 7-Eleven down the street.
Please get one. And on Instagram, wherever, please give me like a brief review, because Choco Tacos, they're not yay. I think they excel. They exceed yay. They're just so damn good.
Regular, they're like a Little John.
Yeah. So we already mentioned Lunchables. I think the consensus is yay on that one, right?
Oh, no, I'll say boo. Yay as a kid, boo now.
Monster. Still a yay.
I'd say yeah. I'd say boo now. Boo now. Dunkaroos.
Boo to all of you.
Dunkaroos is definitely a boo. Yay as a kid, boo now.
Yeah, I agree. A hard boo now.
Did you try them recently, Keith?
About a year ago.
Well, and I was going to say, disgusting. You were fighting me on it last time on the Dunkaroos on like one of our first episodes.
I regret that choice.
Thank you. Justified. Redemption.
Oh, my brother, justified. For me, I've never had Dunkaroos, I think. If I did, I don't recall. They seem familiar, but not sure. We already talked about Gushers, and you guys have them, so I won't even ask you about that one. I'm going to say...
I still buy them regularly because I'm 10 years old, so...
Yeah.
I don't even remember trying them, so I'm just going to say never tried it. Bugles.
I'll give them a yay. I never got them often, but yay when I had them.
Nay for me.
Talk about Ruffles. Let's go with the cheddar and sour cream variety.
Oh, that's a yay. That's a big yay.
Yeah, that's a hard yay.
Bonus, obviously, yay, bonus. If there's some cheese sauce nearby, dude, now we're talking, now we're talking. Warheads.
Yay as a kid, nay now, or boo. I keep saying nay.
Yeah, I keep saying nay as well. Boo to these as well. I've never been a fan of them.
Same here. I was never a big fan. Oreos. Let's go with the traditional. Which, Ryan, you mentioned double stuff. Did you know they're not actually double stuff? They're 1.5 stuffed. It is not double stuffed.
they've been cheating us all these years.
People actually sue.
False advertisement. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, traditional Oreos, big yay.
Boo.
Yay. Now, for Ryan, Keith, you're not in this one. Ryan, milk, yes or no, with Oreos?
I've never been a milk person, so it's a boo to that.
I was never a milk person until I actually tried it with a Pop-Tart, and then my life changed. Ritz cheese and crackers. I feel like that was a staple here in Puerto Rico for snacks at school.
If you get good cheese, that's a big yay.
That is yee to the mother frickin' A on that one.
Yeah, just so good, so good. Bubbaloo, which I guess is similar to Gushers, where it was like a chewy, and then it had a creamy filling, like a, I don't know, it's just super artificial.
I feel like it sounds familiar, but I can't recall if I've ever had it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had it either.
I'd say nay. Pizza Lunchables.
Yay as a kid, nay now.
Yeah, baby, yay!
Nay as a kid, nay now. I avoided talking about that earlier. But it's like, if I want cold pizza, I'll have cold pizza. I'm not going to have cold imitation fake pizza in a plastic thingy. No, is my answer though. There. Snickers ice cream.
Believe it or not, never had it.
I'm going to say nay on that one. Not with Snickers.
I don't even like Snickers, but I love the ice cream. We're almost done here. Let's skip to a Go-Gurt. I think that was a staple. I think everybody at some point had to try a Go-Gurt variety.
You know, as popular as it was, I didn't have it often enough. I honestly don't remember if I liked it or not. So I'm going to abstain from this one.
Yeah. I had it. I don't think I liked it. So I'm going to go nay-ish.
I'm going to say nay as well, because if I wanted yogurt, actual good yogurt, I would have something else. Talking about just total overloads of sugar, Ring Pops.
I was kind of nay on that.
Yeah, boo to that one. Too much work.
Same here, nay. And then last, we're going to end it with something savory. Sunflower seeds. We're going slightly healthy with the last option.
I would say I probably would have said nay as a kid, but I'll say yay now. I don't have them on their own, but I've had some yogurts that like mix it in, and it's actually pretty good. So I'll do a yay.
Yeah, as a kid, I wasn't a big fan of them, so a boo for back then. But growing up, I really appreciated them. I really enjoy sunflower seeds if I'm doing a lot of traveling. Like if I'm in a car for more than like 5-6 hours at a time and driving, I like having sunflower seeds to help take my mind off the road. So they become very utility for me in that way, and I associate them with like long drives. But I enjoy them. I really enjoy like the dill pickle and the pumpkin flavor.
Same here with me for the drives. I like sunflower seeds and pistachio just because it's like the struggle of opening up the shell and then, you know, the salty goodness.
It keeps you busy.
I just love that. What?
It keeps you busy while you're driving.
Yeah. I thought you said it makes you dizzy. Like, what?
Which is great for driving.
What are you putting in those pistachios?
That's not what I want, man, but... guys, I think this was a really good conversation. We mentioned at the beginning, at the pilot episode, you can go all the way back there. It's available in the backlog about some of the random topics that we'll be covering at some point. It's always going to be mostly video games and movies, but there's stuff like this that we got to talk about at some point, because who does not love food? So once again, consider dropping a 5-star review. That really goes a long way to helping out. And if you want to find out about our upcoming episodes, just go to our social media, A Cast of the Past, on all of the above. And Ryan, what are some of the currently available episodes on our backlog?
We got plenty of episodes out. We've got deep dives into some games like A Link to the Past, Grand Theft Auto 3, Resident Evil 2. We've covered a lot of movies, including The Matrix, Home Alone, and plenty more. So do yourself a favor and go to that backlog on either YouTube or your favorite podcast app and go listen to those.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, definitely. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am very hungry right now. I don't know about you guys. So
me too, actually. Very, very hungry from this conversation.
I got to have me a big glass of water and then cry a little. So thanks for watching and listening. And we'll be back with another exciting edition of A Cast
to the
Past.
I want some Oreos and I can't have any.
Ha ha.
Lunchables, cheese balls, and bologna sandwich. Let's try this again.
Oh my god, that's my favorite intro you've ever done. Lunchable cheese balls and bologna sandwiches. Goddamn, boys, let's party.
Lunchables, hey. Cheese balls, and bologna.
What the rock?
What the rock is. You should have just transitioned into that. Like,
man, that would have been a nice save.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to say something.
How are you going to get through this now?
I am going to say.
Sounds like the song from like Step Brothers, like Lunchables, cheese balls, bologna sandwich.
I changed it to Ruffles just because I know if I say bologna sandwiches, you will laugh. So, okay. 3, 2, 1. Lunchables, cheese balls, Ruffles. I'm just saying things. I am a professional podcaster, Keith.
Okay.
I'm podcasting professionally.
I can do this.
Put your glasses on, Ryan. Put those glasses on, boy.
Maybe use the big shot. Maybe don't put me on camera for the first few seconds.